Welcome to Linux in the Shell, Episode 10, DF, Exploring the Disk File System Usage Command. My name is Dan Washko, I'll be your host today, and as always, I'd like to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting the website for this show and the shows on Hacker Public Radio. If you have not already read the website, make sure you do so at some time after listening to this audio so you can refresh what's discussed here and then also watch the video of the examples of the Disk File System Usage Command. From now on, I will just say DF for short. The DF command is used to report file system usage, and it'll show you the amount of storage available to your system, used and free, per partition for each file system currently mounted on the system. Now, the values are shown in blocks, and the default output is going to be 1 kilobyte block. And if you actually run the command, it will show all your current file systems that are mounted. For instance, I run it on mine, and I have a couple of file systems on there, root file system, dev, slash run, slash dev SDA5, which is my root partition, and then dev SDA7, which is my home partition, and it shows me some good information on there, like how much of the 1 kilobyte blocks that device actually has, how much is used, and how much is available. Then it shows me a percentage and where it's actually mounted. Now, when you first run the DF command, if you look at the output, you'll probably recognize your standard root file system, whatever partitions you have mounted, any shares. It also will show you network shares too, or any removable devices that you have. But there are some things in here you might not recognize. Like I had just mentioned, root file system or root FS, SHM, slash dev, slash run. And what those are, root FS, it's a special instance of RAM FS, and it's used for page cache and indentory cache. So it's used for memory to be cached. Then there's the dev, which is a pseudo file system, which holds the mount points for all the hardware devices identified by the kernel. The slash run is a temp FS that's created by the kernel holding application runtime information. That's on some fairly new systems in the past couple of years. You might not see it on a system that I think maybe 5 or so or more years older. You might not see that. SHM or slash SHM is another temp file system partition, and it's used for shared memory or passing data between programs. And then tempfs, which is temporary file system, which is temporary space allocated from RAM to be used as temporary storage. It's a swappable memory. So when you might see some of those in there mixed in with your file systems. So when you run the DF command, you'll see a list of that. And more than likely what you're going to be interested in is how much space you have on your root partition, if you have a separate home partition, and any mountable or shares that you have or mountable storage devices. And it'll show you that. Like I said, by default, it's in kilobytes. So you can change that by specifying the dash capital B and then the specifying one of the following letters, capital letters, for whatever size that you would like to have them reported in. For instance, dash B, capital B, capital K, it's like BK, like Burger King, dash BK will give it to you in the default kilobyte blocks. Now, you could also use the short just dash K for this. Dash capital B, capital M, or just dash M for short, is the megabyte blocks. It'll show you in megabyte blocks. And, of course, dash BG, capital BG, or just dash G, shows you in gigabyte. Then there's also, depending on how new your DF is, you can show it in terabytes, which is dash capital B, capital T, petabytes, dash capital B, capital P, exabytes, dash capital B, capital E, zettabytes, dash capital B, capital Z, and yontabytes, which is dash B, capital Y, capital B. Now, it's just kilobytes, megabytes, and gigabytes that have the shortcuts to dash K, dash M, dash G. Terabytes, petabytes, exabytes, zettabytes, yottabytes do not have that. Now, again, like some of the other commands, I think it was in free, I had talked about the dash H, which is in human readable. Some newer versions of DF have the human readable option. So if you pass the dash H, it will show you the values in the closest three number value it can. So if you have like a 300 gigabyte drive, it will show it to you in gigabytes, and it might show, like, if you're only using like 500 megabytes of that partition, it will show you the 500 megabytes. It's not going to show you like one truncated to 1 gigabyte being used, or show you in kilobytes with the dash H. It'll show you in the most human readable value possible, up to the, you know, three. Once it reaches, it exceeds three digits, it usually moves on to the next higher size. So if it was like 900 kilobytes, it'll show that. But if once it reaches 1,000 kilobytes, then it's just 1 megabyte. Same thing. And once it reaches 1,000 megabytes, or 1,024 megabytes, it's onto a gigabyte. So 1,000 kilobytes, 1,024 kilobytes will give you the megabyte. Now, there's an option in there that instead of using megabyte or in 1024 blocks, instead, you know, default value is 1024 bytes, you can there are two options that you can calculate them in the powers of 1000 bytes. So that's dash capital BKB, all capitals, which shows it to you in 1000 kilobyte blocks, and then there's dash capital B capital M, which shows you in 1000 megabyte blocks of 1,000 byte blocks. So that's what it'll show you there. Probably never going to use that, but just be careful. Also, if you're trying to display like your file system in exabytes, zettabytes, or yottabytes, there's a possibility that when you run it, if you don't have that size of a drive, it's going to come back and report to you that the B argument X, like, or it's either going to be E, Z, or Y is too large. So just be aware of that. Now, if you ask it to report to you a 300 gigabyte drive in terabytes, it's probably going to show you 1 terabyte. Not that you actually have 1 terabyte, but if you were to specify that, it kind of says, okay, you actually have data in there, so you specified in terabytes, there's data, there's something available, it shows it to you as 1 terabyte. Like, for instance, on my, if I run df.h on my system right now, in dev SDA1, it's a 20 gig partition, and it shows that 3.6 gigs are available, 15 gigs are being used, so 81% of the drive is being used. But if I were to test for terabytes, it would show me that, well, there's 1 terabyte block available, 1 terabyte's being used, 1 terabyte's available, but it still shows me that there's 81% value. So you might get some wonky values there, and it's probably not practical for you to use that. So just be aware of that. Now, you can restrict the output of DF to only displaying a certain file system with the dash T or dash type equals. So let's say all you have a couple of partitions and they're ext4, and you just want to see your ext4 partitions, then you would just type in DF space dash T space ext4, and it'll show you all the file systems that you have mounted and the statistics for those ext4 file systems only. Now, you can exclude the file system the same way, but instead of using dash T, you use dash X, and then it will exclude file systems of that type. Now, DF has the ability to display inodes instead of blocks, and you might wonder what an inode is. Well, an inode stands for index node, and it's a data structure that stores all the information about a file system object, but it's not the actual name or the data for the object. It stores some other information, like the permissions, the size, timestamps and stuff, but again, not the name or the data of the actual object. Now you can display the inode usage of your system with the dash I command. So if you do df-i, it'll show you the inodes, how many are being used, how many are available, and the percentage of that are being used, how much is left, or how much is actually being used of the inodes. And of course, you can pass the dash h option, so you could do df-ih, and it will show you in human readable format. So if, in size, it's kind of, for inodes, like if I did that on my system right now, it tells me that I have 1.3 megabytes of inodes available, 245 kilobyte of inodes available, used, 997 free. So I'm using 20% of my root partition's inode capacity, is what it's telling me. Now, there is a total option, which is dash dash total, spelled out, which after it displays all the file system information, will total it up where practical at the bottom. So if you were to do df total dash dash total, and you can pass the dash h for human readable to it, it would total up the, like, for size, it would add all your partitions together and report the total there for size. It would show you the total used and a total available. Now you can again use some of the other switches to just show your EXT4 partitions with the type, or you can exclude your EXT4 partitions with the X and get that all totaled up. So that could be handy, may not be handy. By default, DF will show all mounted file systems, even remote file systems. Now, you can ignore remote file systems with the dash L, which is the local or dash dash local switch. So it will only show you local file systems. It will not show you anything that you have mounted, like an NFS or SSHFS. It won't show you those. It'll only show you locally mounted file system, which will include removable media, but only the local file systems. There is a df-a, which shows you all file systems. You might say, well, what was I missing when I just ran df by default? Well, there's a couple of things that weren't reported, like proc and sys and binft, fmt, different file systems that really df isn't going to report any usable information on. So, like, proc is a pseudo file system that holds process information and the state of the kernel. So it's kind of really not going to show you information from DF. Sys is a synthetic file system, and that provides information about the in-kernel status to user space, devices, buses, and loadable modules. So it can give you some information there. There's a DevPTS, which provides interface to the pseudo terminals or PDY devices like Xterm and console and stuff like that. Utilize that to provide you with the terminals. And then, like, GFS Fuse Daemon is another one that might show up, and that's the user space file system used by GNOME. You might not see that. I'm not running GNOME FS right now, so I'm not seeing that when I run df-a, but on another system where it might be running in the background, it'll show me the GFS. GVFS, Fuse Daemon, as a file system in there. DF is a handy tool to help you get a good idea of what's going on in your file system, how much space you have, how much is being used, how much is available to you. You can look at your inodes, making sure you're not running out of inodes. The last option to be aware of is the dash dash no dash sync option, and that's the default mode for DF, which it does not perform a sync operation on the file system before reporting values. An example to this is you plug in your USB mass storage device and you do a DF command and it reports. Now, more than likely, you haven't done anything on that USB mass storage device, so the values that you see are going to be fairly accurate. But if you start copying files to it, and maybe removing files, and you run df. Df is not going to, doesn't do a sync command by default. So on a USB type device, a mass storage system, or in like in a flash card or something like that, you issue a command to perform like data copy or data removal. It might not happen instantaneously. So therefore, DF is going to report the old values, although you might have some new data on there that hasn't been written completely yet and synced. You can change that by typing in the dash dash sync option. That switch will sync all the drives or devices, file systems, before it reports the values. And depending on what you have mounted and what's going on, it might take a little while for things to be reported back. So DF command, handy tool in every system administrator's or even user's toolkit right there. To just keep an eye on your system, make sure it's healthy and that you're not running out of disk space. Things are starting to go wonky, you're having problems. If you type a df-h or df to see, make sure you're not running out of disk space on your root partition or on your home partition, that are not at 100%. Keep an eye on that. It's a handy tool to have. My name is Dan. Check out the website, linuxintheshell.org, for the full write-up of this episode and the corresponding example video. I thank you very much, and we'll see you in another 2 weeks, and make sure you're listening to Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.